The millions who poured into Tahrir Square last year came from all walks of life, the poor, the middle class, Muslims and Christians. But the seeds of the uprising were largely planted by the young and the secular. They were the Facebook activists, the Twitter organizers, and they became the face of the revolution. One year later, it's the Muslim Brotherhood, largely absent from the early days of the revolt, which now dominates the first popularly elected body of the new Egypt, leaving many of the young activists, like Hanan Abdelalim, unhappy.
I think this council came on blood of people who died in the square, and we're here to remind them that it was a revolution that brought them to this council.
For pro-democracy activists, their fight has been bittersweet. They called for the voice of the people to be heard and are now hearing that people want Islamists. Not everyone despairs. Some, like Sana Abdelazim, are optimistic that this will be an unbiased parliament, able to stand up to other powers, including the current military rulers.
These people elected from the Egyptian people, and we trust our choice, and we trust that they will follow our hopes, and inshallah, we hope that this new parliament is different from the past, and we are a new, new environment, you know, after the revolution.
Other activists dismiss the Islamist ascendancy as a distraction. Human rights activist Ghassan Razik says the debate about a secular state versus a religious one is completely artificial.
Egypt has never been a secular state. Egypt has always been somewhere in the middle. Simple things. Inheritance. You don't inherit according to a civilian law, you inherit according to Sharia, and you inherit according to the rules that the church set. A Christian man cannot marry a Muslim woman. There is no civil marriage in this country.
What is new, many say, is the need to get along. The country's problems are such that the Muslim Brotherhood has made clear it doesn't want to shoulder responsibility alone. And Razik argues that's a good thing.
We've been all living in under a very repressive autocratic regime for almost 60 years. No one has been has learned over those 60 years to work in coalitions. No one has learned to play the game properly. And I think Egypt needs that today. Egypt needs Islamists to work with liberals, to work with left-wing forces, and look for the what unites us.
The first challenge, some say, is to make sure the people's voice remains heard. And for them, that means getting the military back to their barracks. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.